There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Let's talk some baseball. He's got the FS1 game of the week tomorrow, Padres and Giants. Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic and Major League Baseball on Fox joining us now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Ken, always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How's it going?
Good. We'll talk about Freddie Freeman and his loss, how it perhaps is affecting the Braves in just a second. But as we said, you have the Padres and Giants. Jock Peterson obviously playing for the Giants right now. And knowing that it's only May, how much do you think the Braves, in retrospect, miss Jock Peterson?
I would say they miss him a little bit. He was a good player for them. Obviously, he was part of their vibe at the end. I don't know that it's one of these things that you look back on and say, oh, man, if we only had Jock, we'd be in better shape. They've had a number of guys kind of underperform to this point, and they're not alone in that regard. I was talking with someone else the other day, I think it was a White Sox fan, and he said, oh, man, our team can't hit. I said, listen, a lot of teams can't hit right now, and the Braves at least have players with track records. Once they get Acuna really going, they should be fine.
Ken, the idea that 40 games in, let's say 25% of the season, I think the good news, and tell me if you agree, is that the Braves might have just had their as bad a stretch as you can get because of the lack of production offensively. I don't know if they have another 17 and 21 in them. If they do, they're going to be in trouble because then it's going to be 50% of the season. But do you kind of agree that this is closer to the floor than it really is supposed to be or will be going forward?
It better be. And I respect that it is. The one thing that I think I talked about on the broadcast last week, I can't remember, when we had the Braves and Padres, is this notion that last year, okay, look, they did what they did. They weren't above 500 for good until August 8th, and look how it worked out. Great. But last year, there was a different dynamic to the division. The Mets were a team that everyone thought was beatable. Now, until the Scherzer injury, the Mets looked a lot better than last year. We'll see how they fare without him and DeGrom now, probably until July, and how it holds up. But the idea that the Braves can just kind of coast again, and, or not coast, but just kind of not find their way until later in the season. When the Mets were looking so strong, I had a harder time thinking that way. But now things get a little bit more dicey for the Mets. And yes, you do expect the Braves to eventually play better. I don't know if there's any question about that. We also know that Alex Anthopoulos, once he determines what the weaknesses are, will be aggressive in addressing them, as he was last year at the deadline. So no need to panic, but it's certainly frustrating if you're a Braves fan, I'm sure, to watch what they've been like the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so.
They're not exciting. They're not thrilling. It's at times boring, but when you look at this team right now, if you had to pick one player, is it Ronald Acuna Jr.? If he gets going, everybody else will follow?
Well, yes, he's the leader of the team in every way, offensively, and actually defensively, too. And I'm not talking about clubhouse, like Freddie-type leadership. I'm just talking about his play on the field. Now, there are other guys, though, that certainly could get going, and Duvall would be one of them. We had something yesterday in The Athletic where each of our beat writers and others selected the most disappointing player for every team. And David O'Brien selected Duvall. And he had plenty of choices. But Duvall has struggled. He's streaky. We know that. Ozuna has shown signs. Obviously, he can carry them. They just need to be better overall. We've seen flashes early, especially from Olsen. He's been fairly consistent, but not as good as he was early. Riley, we know what he can do. Again, these are guys with track records. They're good players. I don't expect it to be a season-long problem, but as you said, when they're going through this, when a team is going through this, it is hard to watch, and it can be very frustrating.
Ken, how much do you think the game, big picture, and I'll just say the office in New York, let's just say it's them, how much can they manipulate the game? Baseball, shifts, we got that rule coming. Roster size, but only this many pitchers. I don't know how you feel big picture about what feels to me like puppeteering, maybe more than I would like, because I think the game is supposed to be played the way it's supposed to be played. But do you think there'll be 231 batting average, lower run production, fewer home runs? Do you think a manipulation is coming, and do you think they can actually manipulate the game the way that some fans think they can now?
Well, let's start with the ball, because that is a prime source of discussion for a lot of people, including myself. I've written quite a bit about it. I don't know that what they do with the ball is deliberate. I don't know if they're smart enough, honestly, to just manipulate it year by year and adjust the windings and all the things that go into the composition of the ball. For whatever reason, there seems to be a lack of consistency with the manufacturing of the ball. Whether it's deliberate or not, again, I would tend to doubt it. Now, that to me is something that needs to be addressed. They need to get this right, where year after year after year, this is not a topic of discussion. It should not be. The ball should not be an issue. Now, other areas that you mentioned, Chris, the shift would be one. Strike zone could be another. Mm-hmm. Automatic strike zone. There are all kinds of ways to affect the game. Roster size, pitching limits, or limits on the number of pitchers on a roster. I do believe that adjustments need to be made, as they are made in other sports, when it gets too out of whack for either the offense or the defense. And this sport has gotten too out of whack with regard to run prevention being so dominant. So whether the shifts or the restrictions on the shifts work or not, that remains to be seen. There may be some unintended consequences there. I do like reducing the number of pitchers a team can use, for instance, going to 13 on May 30th and maybe even 12 eventually, because that would force teams, again, to use starting pitchers the way starting pitchers were used when we were growing up. They pitch until they can't pitch anymore. And that would help kind of restore the identity of the sport a little bit.
If you were a general manager, when we come to long-term contracts, pitchers' injuries only going 5 1/3 as opposed to 7, hitters, not as many home runs, not as many guys on base. Have you thought about how you would try to work the contract world going forward, not just in one off season, but going forward for a few off season? Who's supposed to get paid what in this version of baseball?
Good question, Chris. Really good question. And I have enough problems doing my own job, so as far as being a general manager, I don't know. But, well, it's, all right, let's point to one guy here, because he is a huge question right now with regard to his future, Aaron Judge. Now, Aaron Judge is a little bit older for a potential free agent, 31, I believe. He is a guy who has had injury problems, so you worry about that. But if this is an era now we're entering where home runs, again, are going to be harder to hit, and listen, we're only basing this on 6 weeks so far, but if that's going to be the case, in my opinion, Aaron Judge becomes more valuable. And maybe it's a shorter term, but you pay him the premium salary. Pitchers, the starters who can pitch innings are always going to be at a premium. Look at Scherzer's contract at his age. He got 3 years, what was it, 100-something plus million. And he got it because he's a guy who has proven he can go 7, 8, you know, on a fairly regular basis. Now, obviously, he just got hurt and he is older, so the risk of injury is high. But my opinion, I guess, would be that you pay the premium guys, and maybe what you do in this era, and we started to see this a little bit, higher average annual values, shorter term contracts.
Ken Rosenthal from Fox and The Athletic with us on the Hobson and Hobson News Maker line. You think Juan Soto is going to get traded from the Nats when all is said and done?
I don't. I wrote about this today, and I basically said that now is not the time. Now, I know people might say, well, kind of is the time because he's got 2+ years left. The team could acquire him for 3 pennant races. They'd be willing to pay whatever the cost might be. I would suggest that I don't know that there's any fair deal out there for Juan Soto. He is that good. Also, it's really important to remember this team is going through an ownership change. So the Lerner family, which owns the club, is trying to sell the team. I don't believe the Lerner family, they want their last act as owners of the Nationals to be trading Juan Soto. And I don't believe also that if they somehow strike a deal to sell the club before the deadline, August 2nd, that the new owner is going to simply say, yeah, let's get rid of Juan Soto. No, not when you've got him through 2024. Granted, he's represented by Scott Boras. It is unlikely he will sign an extension. Scott Boras probably envisions him as a $400 million, $500 million guy, and not without reason. But at the same time, who's to say, if you're the Nationals, that by 2024, which is not this season, not next season, but the season after that, you can't compete in an expanded playoff format. Now, I know they're rebuilding. I know their farm system's not very good. But, my goodness, should be able to fix it by then.
Can Tampa going to be in Tampa in 5 years? Oakland going to be in Oakland in 5 years? And I keep asking this to everybody who I know is smarter than me. How have they not taken the easiest money grab of two teams expanding this to 32, going 16 in the league, especially coming off the pandemic? It's the thing I've been the most wrong about in the last 10 years, where I said, I'll wipe away some of that pandemic money problem. Just two expansion teams at $2 billion per. I know where that money goes. It goes to owners. So is Tampa in Tampa, Oakland in Oakland, and if those things get settled, wink, wink, does it become very quickly we're going to find out where two more baseball teams are going to be?
Yes. Now, I'm with you on this. I am surprised that they haven't decided to expand yet either. But the reason is because they want Tampa Bay and Oakland resolved. They are unresolved. 5 years from now, what would my guess be? Believe it or not, I'm going to say they both stay. I still think that Oakland is going to get a stadium there. It's going to take another whatever, how many months, years, whatever, but they're going to figure it out. There seems to be a desire. It's difficult in California. There are a lot of regulations, a lot of red tape you've got to go through, but the A's do seem to be trying. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. I could be completely wrong. In Tampa Bay, yes, they could go to Nashville, but they could also get a stadium built either in Tampa or St. Pete and go about it that way. Now, are those the best outcomes for those franchises? That's a different question. But if I had to guess right now, I'm betting on both staying, and then I am betting on expansion in rapid order. And I
Nashville,
guess,
Nashville,
I
Vegas.
Nashville, to me, is the leader in the whole race. And I was in Nashville for the first time in a while last December. I could not believe that city. That city it's a big-time city now. And it's certainly worthy of supporting a team. And I know there is a certain closeness to Atlanta, Cincinnati, and St. Louis, but my goodness, it's big enough and the distance is far enough. It could work. Vegas, to me, is very intriguing as well. I know Portland wants in. I know Montreal wants in and others. But those two, I would guess, would be the leaders.
Is it $2 billion if you were going to guess now, just the entry fee?
Yeah. If I was to guess now, yes. And like you mentioned before, hey, they lost all this money during the pandemic. Well, they knew this money was coming. And it might not be coming 2023 or 2025, but it's coming.
Ken, we appreciate the time. We'll talk more Braves and some baseball as the season goes on. Have a good call tomorrow out west.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kenny.
Ken Rosenthal with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.